magnify him because he is worthy to be praised. Amen. I would like, before we start praying for the new prayer list, I want to address a few things regarding last week's prayer list. Iva, with the children, with the five children, I need you to contact us as soon as possible because someone has graciously donated, has offered to help you in that situation that you're in. So we didn't have any contact information for you. We would have contacted you like Monday or Tuesday, but we need you to contact us live chat or email me s4ctroops@aol.com so we can get you connected so we can help the deliverance go forth. Amen.
Amen.
And also, we need an update on Dustin.
Nathan.
I'm sorry. Thank you. Dustin is the update on Nathan. We need to know how Nathan's doing. Amen. Nathan is our brother. We need to know how he's doing. And also, your daughter, who has been experiencing swelling and fever and problems with their knees, we need you to let us know what's going on. If you can do it this morning while we're in prayer, that would be great. But please, by all means, please contact us, let us know through text, email, give us a call at the 877 number. Oh, okay, Nicole, Pastor Nicole says you have her number. So contact Pastor Nicole, let us know what's going on and what we can do to help, okay? For Olga, we need to hear about your son. Who's having difficulty walking, prayer for my son, who's having difficulty walking. We need to know because I may need to send you some stuff. So let us know what's going on with your son. Very important. And for Jekyll, J-K-E-L-L, I need you to contact us. The world is not getting better. It is not going to go back to sunshine and rainbows and all that other stuff. As soon as this is over, things are going to go back to normal. Things are never going to go back to the way that they were. We need to kind of talk to you and help you to understand that we need to be looking forward to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And not looking forward to things getting better, because things are never going to get better. They were never good in the first place, but they're not going to get better or what you could perceive as being better the way it was before this thing started. So you need to let us minister to you and explain to you why we feel this way. And I'm prayerful that we can help you and anyone else that thinks that, oh, I'm just waiting for things to get better, you know, and then the Lord makes everything go away and then we go back to normal, blah, 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 blah. That's not going to happen. So we need to pray with you and talk with you if you will let us, okay? Also, I want to pray for Matt P., who works in the public health service. All of you that work for public health services, EMTs, doctors, nurses, healthcare workers, to anyone that works in public health, or in public services. We want a blanket prayer over you. We want to pray over you because your job is dangerous. And those of you that are contemplating on, you know, taking one and two, or have taken one or two already and are having difficulty, we want to pray with you as well. Because I've heard some stuff with the magnet test. I don't know if any of you know about the magnet test, but look it up on YouTube. It ain't hard to find. You know, and you will not lose your salvation because you took the jab. It is not, at this point, it is not a salvation issue. It's not hooked up with the changing your DNA and you never get into Christ and you're doomed to hell and all that stuff. They're not there yet. They're working their way to it, but they're not there yet. If you felt led or you wanted to be obedient or whatever the case is and you did that, God has not turned away from you. God has not turned his back on you. Pastor Nicole said that a couple months ago when everyone thought that, you know, once you take the shot, you're going straight to hell. And she told you that's not the way. Y'all remember, right? And do you remember? And it's not going to cause you to go to hell and lose your salvation. It may or may not cause other issues, but that won't be one.
Right.
So we would love to pray with you and communicate with you if you would let us. Amen. I'm trying to hurry up. Robert B., we're praying over your gallbladder issue. Amen. And family. And yeah. Headed back. Okay, and Margay, Vicky's daughter, we need to know what's going on with...
The baby is born. I can tell you right now.
Oh, tell me right now, because you're smiling, so it sounds good.
She gave birth to a 7-pound.
7-pound! Wow!
Baby boy on Mother's Day.
Yes!
He's doing okay. There are a few challenges. Mm-hmm. His hearing test failed twice on his right side.
Uh-huh.
And his lip and his tongue is tied.
Okay.
But otherwise, he's doing okay. So we still want to pray for him.
Yes, we want to keep praying. What about the mom?
She did not add anything about mom, but I would imagine mom's doing fine because they only talked about the baby.
Okay. We want to hear about the mom. This is the one that was 34
yes.
weeks pregnant
mm-hmm.
and fell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we want to be praying for the baby. We're going to put the baby on the prayer list.
Yes.
3 days. We're going to put the baby on the prayer list. And... because we've had that situation where a child's tongue was tied or something like that a few weeks ago or maybe a couple of months ago. And when we heard from him again, things had changed. The baby had healed. And so we know that God is a healer and a deliverer.
Baby's name is Tucker.
Hello, Tucker.
They're home and mom's doing well.
Yes. Praise God. Prayer changes things. So we're gonna put the baby on a 3-day prayer. Mom's doing good. Praise God. Thank God for your mom letting us know, keeping us in the loop. Amen. We want to pray for Tucker.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah, Tucker. Amen. Amen. I love it. Pray for healing and deliverance. Amen. Good morning, Raymond. We thank God for baby girl. Give me your name again. For Sherry Lynn and her husband, Michael. Amen. They coming from Georgia in a big, magnificent, beautiful, super cool motor home. Yeah. Amen. And they wanted to make sure that they stopped by the house, stopped by the home to visit with the saints here before we hit the cloud party. So we give God praise and we magnify the Lord for them and their safe journey. Amen. We want to pray for Candace. Pray salvation for Candace, for her daughter, Sarah, who is 40. We want to pray. Listen, if you have children, relatives, family that still has not accepted Jesus Christ, I have one note here that one person is like 90, in their 90s, and they haven't accepted Jesus Christ yet. We want to be praying that the Lord will stir them, and then they're in isolation. They're in isolation. They have not accepted Jesus Christ. And there's still time. If there's breath, there's time.
Yes.
Amen. If there's any amount of life in them, consciousness where they can think clearly, there's time to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And so as long as there is breath, there is hope. And we want to keep praying for them. Amen. Everybody's in still trying to get themselves together. 81 and so... amen. And so there's more. We're going to be praying for Holly and her nephew Rob, sister-in-law Marty, who was open to the Bible. For Marty, who's open for the Bible, and this came from, that came from Holly?
Yes.
I thought that was Linda.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right.
Okay, from Linda Fox, from Linda F. I want to send Holly. Which happened my sister-in-law, Marty. I want to send Marty some information, but I need some mailing information, or I can email it to her. Email me and let me know that I mentioned Marty in prayer so I can get that information, because if they're open to receiving Christ, we want them to receive Christ. Amen? Amen. And Cheryl Caldwell, how are you doing? We want to know, Cheryl Caldwell, how are you doing? Contact us. Let us know. Amen. That's it for right now. Amen. All right. And no one prayed for me yet, but you can stand here and pray with me.
Okay.
Amen.
Did you wash your hands?
I did.
Okay.
Amen. We really wanted to go ahead and get started because we have a lot to do. Good morning, Mama. Say it again, baby girl.
To pray for you?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, Mama standing doing her thing, girl. It's like, look, I'm back. Move over.
Mm-hmm.
Get out my spot. Amen. Amen. Pasarisa mano. Yes, my Lord.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I praise you and I magnify you for this day, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
We submit ourselves to you fully, my God, that you may be glorified in this service, Father God, in this ministry and through the body of believers, Father.
Yes.
We surrender unto you, Father God, and you alone.
Yes.
Father, we stand this day and we pray over your minister, Father, as he stands in intercession for all those you have given unto him, Lord.
Yes.
We pray, Father, that every word that he speaks, Father God, that everything that he says, Father, will bring glory and honor unto you.
Yes.
We pray, Father, that every heart that is tuned in, my God, not for him, but for you.
Thank you,
Lord Jesus, will receive you, Lord Jesus, in the healing and the deliverance that is needed, Father God. We pray strength in his mind and his body, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
We pray for an outpour of your Holy Spirit upon him, Lord, as he stand as an intercession for your people. In Jesus' name, we bless and pray.
Yes, amen. 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 And we're going to stop in time to pray for in-house this morning. Amen. All right. Good morning, Ryan. Good morning. Ryan, have you met our other soldiers? Amen. Praise the Lord. Good morning, G. How you doing, son? Amen. So what do we have, Pastor Nicole?
All righty.
Mother Neera said it's a pretty large list today.
Yes.
Okay.
My size list.
All right.
So Sanjay is asking for prayer for his uncle Tony,
mm-hmm.
who fell off the ladder while working.
Oh.
He ended up with a spinal fracture and cerebral bleeding. My tongue will not work this morning.
Oh.
He's had some pre-existing conditions which worsened mm-hmm. because of the fall,
oh.
which includes a stage 4 kidney disease, cardiac issues, gout. And all of these things are causing severe pain.
Oh, wow. Okay. Amen. Kick that back under there so that doesn't like trip over that. See that right there? Yeah. Amen. The fella that fell is Tony?
Yes.
Tony. Father God, in the name of Jesus, first of all, we come and give you praise. We magnify you. We honor you because there is no God like our God. You are the great King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and you are the Most High. We honor and we magnify you because you are God, and for there is no one else like you. We thank you for allowing us an opportunity to pray for those that are in need of prayer. Father, we're praying for Tony. Father, you understand the layers of complications that's in his life, that's going on in his body. We're praying, Lord, that you would heal him in the name of Jesus. I know that there is a lot to be done, but you are the great God. You are the great King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. There is nothing that you cannot do. And even though it is a monumental job to us, it is only a word for you. You can speak from your throne, peace, healing, deliverance, and it is done in the name of Jesus. Father, if there is anything in his life that is not like you, if he needs forgiving, heal his mind, his body, and his spirit. Forgive him of any sin and unrighteousness. You can bring healing and deliverance to that man. You can bring healing and deliverance to that family, peace, and restore the joy to that family. Father, you are the healer of cancers. You are the healer of pain. You are the healer of broken hearts. You are the healer of minds. You are the complete healer. Heal him. Let the healing begin. Speak your word that he will be healed and that he will be a witness to those that didn't understand how great your power really is. Healing and deliverance in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Come on up front, y'all. Some of y'all, come on up here. Michael, God bless you. I'm Pastor Ben, Michael. I've already met your beautiful bride. Y'all come on up here and stand with us. Amen. Come on, saints. Come on. What you got, Pastor Nicole?
Amen. Lorraine is asking for prayer for her physical and emotional health.
Lorraine, amen. There's a lot of people dealing with physical and emotional issues with all this. I mean, a lot of people were jacked up before this thing came, but this didn't help at all. And so we're asking for those that are suffering and dealing with mental issues, that are dealing with stress. Stress is a big deal. Listen, stress is real. Stress can cause problems, panic attacks, Stress can cause all kinds of things, make you think you're having a heart attack, make you think you're losing your mind, make you lose your appetite, where you lose weight, all kinds of things. Stress can kill. We need you, especially if you are a member of the body of Christ, we need you to step away from the world for at least a minute. Right. Just step away for a minute. Think about who your Savior is. Think about who your God is. Think about who the true healer is.
Yes.
Think about who's the one that created heavens and the earth. Think about the one that has created you. The Bible says, for it is he that had made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For what? The Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endure to all generations. Now, when the Bible talks about the Lord being good, he's not talking about good as good we know it. When we talk about God being good, that's why the Bible says there is only one God, there is only one good, and that's God. I'm not quoting that, I'm just paraphrasing. There is only one good, and that is God. Good, from God's perspective, means every decision is perfect. Everything he does is perfect. Every choice he makes is perfect. He never makes mistakes, he's never wrong. That's what good means to God. So when we say there is only one good, that is God, that's true, because he's the only one that is perfect in all of his ways, and all of his choices are perfect. And so if you're stressed out by what's going on in the world, step back from the world at least for a minute. And you need to make sure you dedicate some time to Christ, because we can get so caught up in the world, we forget that we need to. God, the Bible says God is a jealous God.
Yes.
Amen. And if anybody or any situation is taken away from God, God doesn't like that. God, remember, this is a relationship. You cannot cut God off and still call it a relationship. It doesn't work that way. You have to make sure, just like you have to make sure you have time for that spouse, like you make sure you have time for those kids, you have to make sure you have time for God, dedicated time for God. Amen. You make sure you have dedicated time for God, because God needs your attention. He needs you to know that he is your God. Amen. So we're going to pray for those that are dealing with stress. We're going to pray for those that are dealing. Amen. We're going to pray for those that are dealing with stress. We're going to pray for those that are dealing with complications in the spirit. We're going to pray for those. Thank you, Jacqueline. We're going to pray for those that are dealing with things that they just cannot handle. And I'm not talking about the world. I'm talking about the church. I'm talking about the people that belong to God. We're dealing with physical issues and mental issues. And you got the kids, and you got the spouse, you got the job, or maybe you don't have a job. These things are stressful, and they affect the people of God. Amen. Father God, if you can, I need you to stretch your hand out to me. Just stretch your hand out wherever you are. Whenever, even if you hear this prayer later on, just stretch your hands out. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you, because you are worthy and you are mighty. We give you praise, because there is nothing like you. There is no one like you. You are the everlasting God, the everlasting Father. You are true on all points. There is nothing. You are perfect in actually, Father, you are greater than perfect, because you are the creator of perfection.
Yes.
And the created cannot be greater than the creator.
Yes.
And so God is beyond perfection.
Yes.
God created perfection, which means he is greater than perfection.
Yes.
You are greater than any illness. You are greater than any mental stress. You are greater than any that will come against us on this side. You are greater than everything. You said greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. The world has no authority and no power over us. And we will not bow down to the world. We will not give in to the world. And we will not be subdued by the world. Father, you have all power. The saints that are dealing with stress, the saints that are dealing with healing, the saints that are dealing with financial issues, that are dealing with family issues, Father, you understand all the dynamics of this life.
Yes.
We're asking for healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus. Whatever they're dealing with, some are going into surgery. Some are coming out of surgery. Some are looking for things. Father, you understand everything that's going on in this world, and you already provided a way out.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
You've already spoke healing on the cross. You spoke deliverance on the cross. You spoke peace on the cross. You spoke provisions on the cross. You spoke everything we need on the cross.
Amen. Yes, Lord Jesus.
We just need to have faith enough to claim it.
Yes.
And walk it out in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We pray for healing. We pray for deliverance for every soul that belongs to you, that's asking for prayer. And for every soul that's asking, that's seeking your name, we're praying that you would draw them unto you in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. My sister,
yes, my sister,
amen, you have her.
That's the one you sent last night.
Yes, that's the one I sent last night. My sister Helen, God bless her, I love that girl. Her grandson has been dealing with, do you remember what it was?
Diabetes.
He was in the hospital. He's a young man. He's 20 years old. And he told her, he said, "Grandma's tired." Somebody in the hospital that's been dealing with something, and they look at you and they say, "I'm tired." He's like, "Don't give up." Because that to me, that sounds like, you know what? My life is right with God. Let's do this. I don't want him to think. He's 20. He's got a lot. There's a lot he can do.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We're praying. He's out of the hospital now because she texted me and I prayed and I called her and she said he's out of the hospital now. He's doing better. Amen. But we need complete healing.
Yes.
Amen. And she's going in for something too. So we need complete healing over that family. I need to pray for you, Michael. So when I'm done praying for my sister, I want to pray for my brother. So you come up here. Like he said, "Come on, Michael, come on. Don't be scared, because I'll come get you." Right there. Amen. Amen. So, Helen, if you're listening, grandson, if you're listening, I need you to stretch your hands out to me. If you have any other family members listening, have them stretch their hand out whenever they hear this. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I know that you're worthy. I know there is none like you. We lift you up because you are God, and you deserve the praise. You deserve the honor. You deserve the You deserve the glory because it's yours. It's rightfully yours. You deserve it. It's yours. We magnify you because you are God, not because of what you do, but because of what you've already done. Not because of what we can get, but what you have already given us. Not because I'm so good, it's because you're so good. At best, without you, I'm as a filthy rag. But in you and through you and because of you, I am made somebody because of Christ.
Yes.
Father, we pray for healing of that family, deliverance. We pray complete deliverance over that grandson, complete deliverance over Helen. We pray complete deliverance over the family. We pray deliverance because greater is he that provides for us than any attack that the enemy could throw against us. We pray healing and deliverance for those that believe. And if there's any sin, remove it in the name of Jesus so that you will get all the praise, Father, all the glory, all the honor.
Thank you.
Let your perfect will be done. We will not stop praying for the body until the body is with you. We will not stop praying for the body of Christ until the body of Christ is with you. We will not stop fighting until the body of Christ is with you. We will never give in. We will never give up, and we will never stop through the power and the blood of Jesus. For every person that believes, for every person that has says yes to God, for every person that says I do to God, we give you praise. We magnify you. We glorify you because you are the only true and living God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Come on, y'all. Amen.
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 Amen. Wash his hands. Amen. I don't know what's happening, but I know God is a healer.
Yes.
Amen. I don't know what you've been through, but I know what God can do. I'm a witness to what my God can do. This is not based on what you think. This is based on what what God is. This is based on what, I'm not telling you what they told me, I'm telling you what I know. I'm a witness in this house that God is real. Amen, somebody. Amen. Michael, I see some celebrating going on in your spirit. You don't have to see it now, but you will see it later. You're going to be celebrating God for something. Balasi, I don't know if it's for a complete healing. I don't know what it's for, but I see you celebrating God for something. Amen. Man, you have no idea how many people are praying for you. You just don't know. Now, these members of our house. Yeah. I've never met them. They're from Georgia. Mm-hmm. From Georgia. They drove in this morning to be with the family. Amen. Yeah. I don't know him personally, but I know someone that does.
Yes.
Amen. Yeah. Oh, I feel like shouting for you. How come you're not running around this house? Anoint my hands. Oh, he ain't seen it yet. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm jumping the gun. I'm sorry. Well, actually, I'm not sorry, but I mean, amen. All right. Amen. God is worthy of all praises. God is worthy because he is righteous. Son, I need you to stand behind Michael. Mama, I'm going to excuse you for a hot minute. I got some brothers that's going to stand behind him. Amen. Not that your hands aren't lovely. Amen. Don't go way back there. You come over here. We ain't kicking you out. I'm just scooting you over. Amen. Ryan, I need you to stand right where Raymond is standing. Raymond, I need you to stand where Ryan is standing. Hallelujah. God is worthy. Okay. All right. I heard that. I heard it. Michael, do you believe that Jesus Christ is Lord?
Yes.
Do you believe in your heart that he is a healer?
Yes.
Do you believe that he will heal you according to his will for your life?
Yes. Sir.
Are you walking by faith and not by sight?
True.
Ah, good answer. That's a beautiful answer. You know why? Because that's an honest answer.
Yeah.
Amen. That's what I wanted to hear. Righteous Father, in the name of Jesus, we stand in the gap for Michael. For he can't really stand up fully on his own. But his family will stand for him. His family will lift him up in the name of Jesus. His family will support him. His family will approach the throne of God on his behalf. In the name of Jesus, we're praying healing and deliverance. We understand that he doesn't fully get this, but it doesn't matter because you got it already. If there's any sin in his life, remove it. If there's any doubt, remove it. If there's anything in his atmosphere that is not like you, remove it or crush it in the name of Jesus. You understand the difficulty. You understand the pressure that he is dealing with. You understand the battles that are going on in his mind. As long as he has breath, he has the Lord of the. First of all, the Spirit of God is in you. Sami Salam. So I don't want you doubting that the Spirit of God is in you, because I'm telling you, I'm not asking you, I'm telling you the Spirit of God is in you. And so if the Spirit of God is in you, which it is, it brings healing and deliverance with it in the name of Jesus. It also brings provision with him in the name of Jesus. The Spirit of God is in you. And he brings deliverance and healing because he's already in you. Now, the Bible says we must walk by faith and not by sight. That's tough to do in this environment, because if we're looking around us and we see what's going on, it's sometimes hard to walk by faith. Oh, but I'm telling you, if you just look away for a minute and just try to see it the way God sees it. I know that's tough right now. I know that's tough right now. But I'm telling you, if you're like, Lord, I don't know, so I'm going to give it to you. Lord, I don't understand, so I'm giving it up to you. Lord, I don't see what you see, but I'm giving it to you. If you say I'm healed, Lord, then I'm going to trust you that I'm healed. If you say I'm delivered, Lord, then I'm going to trust you that I am delivered. Help me be a witness to the healing. Father, give him that shout. Give him that praise. Give him that worship, that thanksgiving for his healing. Give him what he needs, Lord. Grant them safe church. Let the Lord said there's angels that are guarding you and watching over you and protect. I see a lot of prayer going on in your house. Somebody's doing a lot of praying. And I see them walking around the house just praying and ministering in the house. Even if it's just them in the house, I see them just walking around the house just ministering and praying. That's God.
Thank you.
First of all, you are not leaving here.
Thank you.
Well, I mean, we're all leaving, but you ain't special. You ain't running out running the rest of us. You stick around just like the rest of us. You get raptured just like the rest of us. Okay? It ain't no, I fell asleep and boom. No, you stuck just like the rest of us until God calls us home. So forget about that. God is the healer. God is the deliverer. God is not a healer. He is the healer. He is not a deliverer. He is the only deliverer. Amen? Come on, somebody. Amen.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for Michael's healing. We thank you for Michael's deliverance.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, for the dance and the song he will be singing,
yes,
giving you praise. I don't see that. You ain't got to see it. I see it. I see it. I see it happening. You got to.
Yes.
I see you giving God praise for something.
Yes.
And you were very happy about it. You were very excited. Mm. You thank God. And this might be what God is going to use to change your life, to turn things around.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I just need you to trust God to do what he said he's going to do.
Yes.
You have a prayer warrior in your house. Don't let that be wasted.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Everybody ain't got that. You're blessed.
Amen.
Father, we give you praise for Michael. Whatever sins, remove them. You can't let yesterday interfere with your walk today.
Yes.
Whatever happened yesterday, you can't go back and change it. You can apologize to your last breath, and they don't accept it. That's on them. You do it once and move on. Whether they accept it or not, that's their problem. Because all that's going to do is eat you up. It's not going to bother them. You do what you can do and let the rest of it alone. You can't change grown people's mind. You can't make them want you. They have to want to want you.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Even if you raised them, it's their choice. Accept their choice. It may not be the one you want, but it's theirs. Accept it. And if you got a problem with it, give it to God. You can't fix it. You ain't fixed it yet. You can't fix it. Let whatever is be and move on. And God will completely heal your whole life. And he'll mend the broken pieces in your heart.
Hallelujah.
You'll be a perfect mosaic. Amen. Give me some love, brother. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, let's get back to this prayer list. Good morning, David and company. I don't see the rest of your family, but I know they're here. Amen. Come on, mama, because we got some praying to do up in here. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Man, y'all show slow with the hallelujahs. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And all you fine, healthy brothers sitting down, get on off your sit down and come over here.
Come on, man.
Come on, all you tall military brothers. All y'all. You too. Get on up here. Man, all y'all didn't mean, all y'all means more than one. Amen. All right, what you got, Pastor? What you got?
So the Nesnet is asking for prayer.
Nesnet.
Yes.
Okay.
For her family.
Uh-huh.
The family is Johanna.
Yes.
Naji.
Uh-huh.
Vera.
Uh-huh.
Jeremy and herself.
Uh-huh.
Asking for healing.
Healing. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you know this family. You know this family of believers. You know this family. You are aware of their situation. You are aware of what's going on in their atmosphere. You are aware of what they're up against. You are aware of what they're dealing with. Father, healing and deliverance in this family, whether it's financial healing, mental healing, medical problems, provisions, spiritual, whatever the healing is, you are able in the name of Jesus to heal this family that's asking for prayer. If there's any sin, remove it. If there's any doubt, destroy it. whatever's necessary to heal this family, let it be so in the name of Jesus. Amen. Forgive them of any sin and unrighteousness. Remove any doubt and let them be what you have called and created them to be, especially in these last days. In Jesus' holy and righteous name we pray. Amen.
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 Okay, so Linda, her job just notified her that everyone must be vaccinated.
Yeah.
And she's saying that she needs this job to take care of her obligations, so she's asking for prayer.
Father, you are so able. The enemy is busy, but I know one thing greater than that. My God is busy. My God, his word is true. No matter how busy the enemy is, God has already prepared a way for those that love him. God has already prepared a way for those that trust in him. God has already prepared a way for those that need him and that are called by him, that trust and believe in him. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you understand the battle that she's facing, the stress and the unknowing what she's facing. You are able to deliver that home, that family. You are able to deliver them in spite of what the enemy says. Father, you are able. You know her obligations. You know what she's in need of. You understand what's happening in her atmosphere. Father, make a way. And if there is no way, create a way.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
If there is a door needed, create a door. If there's a window needed, create a window. Speak it from your throne and it is done. Speak it into existence.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what we know. All that matters is what you know. Yes. And what you have said. Okay, Lord, speak that thing that doesn't exist into existence for her. That she will give you praise, magnify you, and honor you. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 This is from Tennessee. His fiance, Krishna, Melissa, she's young. She had COVID, then she had a stroke.
Oh.
She is recovering, but has some, she's recovering, but there's some brain damage.
Oh.
Another person, Patricia, also had COVID and their heart stopped.
Oh.
She is recovering and is now in rehab. They're asking for prayer over both.
Oh my goodness. The COVID and hey Jasmine, mwah! This had a stroke, heart stop. Okay, I need a couple of people over here. David, you know you my man. You got me covered over here. Mama love the boots. Amen. Little brother, I need you to stand up. Joanna, good morning. Come on, Joanna, stand right here. Little brother, I need you standing here. Amen. Amen. Why y'all all back in the back? I don't bite. I stopped that. Amen. Y'all come on up. Amen. Shatulti Hanon. I need somebody to say, Lord, I believe.
Lord, I believe.
I need somebody to say it again, Lord, I believe.
Lord, I believe.
You seem like a new Christian, a new believer. That may not be, you may not be so new, but you just see, maybe just new to me. But I believe you believe something about Jesus. I really do. It's all up in there. Amen. Yeah. It's kind of like trying to hide a missile in a jelly jar. I mean, you just can't do it's just impossible to do. That smile, that glow, it's just something. It's in the eyes. Yeah. It's all up in there, just so you know. Amen. And even if you don't say anything, the light tells on itself.
Amen.
Is that a bit just like her? The light just, it's like trying to hide in a cookie jar. You just can't do it. Amen. All right. Amen. Who is this? Now, tell me.
Let's see. We're praying for Krishna and Patricia.
Krishna and Patricia. Oh, the stroke and the heart.
Yes.
I need those that can to raise your hands. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you understand the circumstances that surround those two people. You understand the circumstances that surround those two people. The stroke, the heart attack, the brain damage, rehab. You understand all of this. We don't know what happened. We can guess, but that means nothing. You know how to fix whatever's wrong. You know how to correct whatever went south. You know how to redeem and heal and to resuscitate and bring back what you have created. We're praying for these two precious people that belong to you. We're praying for their healing and deliverance. And who's calling in the prayer?
It's from Tennessee.
And from, we're praying for Tennessee, the one that called in, that sent us the text, the prayer. We're praying. Put them on your three-day prayer with the young man. We're praying, whatever the enemy has done cannot compare to what you can do. Whatever the enemy tried to do to harm your people, all you do, Lord, is speak, and it is completely undone.
Yes.
They have the healing. They have the deliverance. They have everything that they need. So, Father, we speak according to your will. We speak in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, healing and deliverance over these two souls. We speak healing, recovery, complete deliverance over the minds and the hearts. We pray for those that are dealing with them, to deal with them with love and care, with tenderness, with compassion, that they will be healed and that we will all go home together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
How are we doing?
Doing good.
Doing good.
Linda is asking for prayer for Irma. So she met Irma on a street. She's an elderly lady.
Mm-hmm.
She speaks Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
She's homeless. And she noticed last week that she had an injury to her lip. There used to be a man that hung out with her, and he's now gone. But the lip is changing colors
from, oh, my goodness,
to like a blue, purplish black. And she's not sure how to help her, as they don't speak the same language.
Right, right.
But she wants prayer. The shelter is pushing for vaccinations,
mm-hmm.
so she doesn't want to send her there.
Right. So. Amen. And what's the person that sent the prayer? Linda. And she doesn't know the name.
She doesn't know her name. She just met her on the show. Oh, no, her name is Irma. Sorry.
Irma.
Yes.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we have already won the battle because you said it in the Revelation. We've already won. You told us that we are more than conquerors. Amen. Did anybody ever read that in the Bible? That we are more than conquerors. We have already won the race. But because we live in time, we have to go through. Amen. Y'all follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Father, we're already claiming the victory. Father, this young lady living on the street is in need of healing. She's in need of deliverance. Don't know who she is, but you know who she is. We're asking that you would touch her from your throne. Touch her body. Touch her mind. Send her help. Send her deliverance. Someone had enough compassion for her to ask for prayer for her. We're asking, Nikki, add her to the list. Let the healing, whatever is necessary. But what's more important than her physical healing is her spiritual and her mental healing. Whatever your perfect will is, Father, redeem that soul. Forgive them of any sin and unrighteousness. Cleanse the heart and the mind. Let your perfect will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Kathy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to try to condense this.
Mm-hmm.
She has three grandchildren, and her daughter was putting her grandchildren into daycare. And Kathy was concerned about the grandchildren being around vaccinated people because of the
mm-hmm.
thing that's going around.
Right.
She mentioned to the daughter got angry and now will not let her see her grandchildren anymore.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm not going to say what they say has been going on because, you know, they'll take us off the air and then we won't have prayer and all that stuff. But go online and check, and I'm sure you'll find something. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're praying for the children specifically. We thank God for the grandmother, and I pray that the mom is just trying to be cautious. But in all honesty, Lord, we don't know. My primary concern, Father, is for the children, for their care, for their healing, for their deliverance, for their covering, for their protection. God! Be alunis. If the daughter never brings the children back to grandma, which I hope is not the case. But if that is the case, we're still praying for the children and even for the mom. We're praying that you would keep them safe, whatever the circumstance. Keep them safe wherever they are. Keep them safe. And if there's any sin, remove it in the name of Jesus. And Lord, by all means, protect the children. Protect the children. Give the grandmother peace. Give her peace. If it's possible, reconnect them in peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
The last one is Elizabeth. She's been feeling physically unwell.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't want to put a name on her or anything.
I'm mad at her.
She just wants prayer. She wants us to keep her in prayer.
Elizabeth, we want you to be healthy. That part of Christ dying on the cross was for our physical beings, because it's hard to preach when you're dead. Mm. It's hard to be a witness when you ain't here. And it's hard when you can't move and be about your Father's business. So part of your physical healing is for your ability to be able to minister and to be a light, and for God to have somebody on this side speaking for the kingdom. Amen. So your physical health is important to God. But what's more important to God than your physical health is your spiritual health. Are you on your way to heaven? Are you a member of the body of Christ? Are you a believer? Have you confessed Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? That's foremost important in to God than your physical health. But right under that is your physical health.
Yeah.
Amen? Amen. Everybody got a good understanding of that? Amen. So even if God does not heal you, that's not a big deal to God, because God is more important, is more concerned about your salvation, because everybody's leaving here one way or another. Rapture, die, you know, I don't know. Everybody, the Bible said, once appointed unto man to die, and after that to judgment. Everybody leaving here sooner or later. God wants to make sure you're coming home to him.
Yeah.
That's God's concern. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen, somebody.
Yeah.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, she needs healing in her body, in her mind. She needs healing and deliverance. I know you didn't give your name, and that's cool, but if you have any anointing, Elizabeth, I wish you'd have oil and a tallit. And the reason I say that is because if I have information that helps you to understand the purpose and the need, the purpose, if you choose to use a tallit and healing oil, because anyway, I would love to send it to you. We don't charge anybody anything for anything, except the t-shirts, because those puppies are expensive, but they're only cost. Everything else is free. Am I right? Them puppies are, ooh, child. But everything else is free. And we even send it. We don't charge you postage, handling, or nothing else. Everything is free. We want to send it to you, but you need to let us know. You can, if you don't want to put it on the chat room, just email me, s4ctroops@aol.com, and put in there today's date and tell me what I told you need.
Yaya has a connection with her already.
Yaya has a connection with her already? Praise God. Thank you. Yaya, find out what her mailing address is. It shouldn't happen. Okay, we're going to send you some stuff this week. And you use that during your prayer time and for your amen. So because this will increase your faith. And this will help you better understand who your Father is and what your purpose is. It has multiple meanings, but we're going to pray for healing now. Father God, did I already pray? Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you. Come on, y'all, throw your hands up. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you. We thank you for the healing and deliverance of this soldier. What's her name again?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. We're praying for everybody chiming in. We're praying for always one in the crowd. We're praying for healing and deliverance for Elizabeth.
Yes.
That you would heal and deliver. She is more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ our Lord. Elizabeth, you are more than a conqueror. You are more than a conqueror. Because your Father is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is the great I Am. He is above all and every. He was here before anything else was. Everything that is came out of him. He is the creator. And he can't heal you. I think he can.
Yes, he can.
According to his will for your life. If that's his will for your life to be healed, he can speak a word and it's done.
Yes.
And we're believing and praying for your healing. In Jesus' name, amen. Is that it?
That's it.
Amen. All right, folks, I would bump my gum some more, but we want to pray for the people in house. Amen. So we good, Abigail? Amen. So we are going to, I'm going to pray a prayer for all, don't cut me off yet. I'm going to pray a prayer for all of you. If everybody that's listening to this prayer, whether it's live or whether you listen to it later, I just need you to stand to your feet and I need you to raise your hands because we're praying for all of our brothers and sisters. Amen. We're praying for the nation of Israel. Why are you praying for Israel? They hate Jesus. If it wasn't for Israel, you wouldn't have salvation. God used Israel to bring the church in. You need to pray for Israel, and Israel is the son of God. You need to pray for Israel. God put a blinder over their eyes. They can't. The nation as a whole can't see Jesus Christ. They don't know him. God said he put a blinder over their eyes. It's not for that nation to know. Now, there are some Jews, there are a lot of Jews that the Lord has allowed to understand and accept Jesus Christ, but the nation as a whole, they are blinded. So if they don't like Christ, know Christ, they don't believe in Christ, God did that. That's God's business. So if you're mad at Israel, you're mad at God.
Amen.
How bad are you to be mad at God? Hello. So we pray for Israel, the nation of Israel. They're under great stress. They're under battle. But God will protect them. They will prevail. God will, because that is God's people. Read your Bible. God's people. Amen.
Amen.
That's in the Old Testament. God ain't got nothing to do with the Old Testament. Shut up. You stupid. The Old Testament and the New Testament work hand in hand. It's not Israel's fault you haven't been taught. I shouldn't have called them stupid. Okay, you are unknown. Thank you. I was trying to think of a nicer word because the mother wasn't so nice. You just don't know. Amen, y'all. Amen. This is who I am. You just don't know. And so study your word. Listen to some of our. Amen. We're praying healing because I get all upset. We're praying healing and deliverance over your people. Those that have accepted you, those who have said yes to you, those that believe in you, we're praying that you forgive them of all sin, forgive us of all sins and unrighteousness. Cleanse our hearts and our minds so that we will understand who you are and what your perfect will for our life is. Enter into those, Lord, that are calling you. We're praying deliverance and healing, provisions over all of God's people. We give God praise. We magnify him. I hope to see you in the cloud the next time we speak. But if not, God willing, we'll see you next week. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Now you can turn it off. Amen. All right, those of you that want prayer, come on now, because we still got a few minutes.